will praise the Lord, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice, hallelujah, and be glad in it. I just want to thank God for another opportunity, amen, to do this weekly podcast with Deacon Mario McGill, where we always building the kingdom of God here on earth. Always, I mean always, lifting up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God for another blessed year. Amen. Another blessed new decade. Amen. For this is the year 2020. Amen. This is the year of the double blessings. Amen. This is the year, hallelujah, of God's perfect vision for our life. His 2020 perfect vision for our life. Hallelujah. So praise the Lord to everyone. Hallelujah. I thank God for those who may tune in. Amen. And those who may tune in later. Amen. To hear a word from the Lord. And I just want to thank God Almighty. Hallelujah. Again, for another blessed year. Yes, people of God, this is the year of 2020. And God told me to tell you and to encourage you that you are living in the year of his manifested glory. Hallelujah. That the glory of God, hallelujah, is going to be revealed in your life and through your life. People of God, it is a wonderful and awesome thing, hallelujah, to be in the glory of God. Hallelujah. Yes, in the presence of a true and living God. Why? Because shackles, hallelujah, are broken in the holy presence of God's glory. Healing takes place in the glory of God. Hallelujah. Deliverance takes place in the glory of God. And I just thank God, amen, for his glory. And God wants me to encourage you, people of God, that not only that we're in a year of a double blessing in this year 2020, not only that we are in a year, amen, of God's perfect vision for our life, but we are in a year of God manifested glory. Hallelujah. How many do us want the glory of God to be revealed in our life and through our life? God says this: if you want my glory, we have to give him glory. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. God said, the Spirit of the true living God said, if you want my glory, amen, if you want my manifested glory, amen, in this new year, in this new, amen, decade, amen, we have to give God the glory. We have to magnify and glorify his name in the earth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord spoke to me, amen. And I want to say this to you, that so many people today, hallelujah, glorify God with their mouths. Yes, they glorify God with their mouth, but they does not glorify God with their heart and with their life. My God. The Word of God says in John chapter 4, amen, verse 23 through 24, it said, yet a time, is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For they are the kind of worshipers that the Father seeks. Yes, God. Verse 24 says, God, is a spirit. Amen. And the worshipers must worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. People of God, there's something about the glory of God. When we enter into the glory of God, it is a place of even exchange. Hallelujah. Let me say that again. It's something about when we enter into the glory of God. Hallelujah. When we enter into his glory, it is a place of even exchange. Meaning, people of God, we have to give up something in exchange for the glory of God on our life and through our life and in our life. Once we enter into the glory of God, once we enter, people of God, into his holy presence, our lives change. Our lives is being transformed. We have to give up, amen, what we are holding on to for the glory of God. Whatever it is that's in our heart, amen, that's not like God, that's displeasing unto God, we have to give it up as an exchange for the presence of God's glory on our life. Hallelujah. Yes, we got to give up something. When we enter into the glory of God, see, God says that this is the year, amen, that he want to manifest his glory in our life and through our life. But in order for God to manifest his glory in our life and through our life, we first must have to give him glory, amen, in the earth. We got to magnify and glorify God in all things, amen. And once we magnify and exalt God and magnify his name and glorify his name, his glory will rest upon our life. His glory will be upon us. And when we enter into the glory of God, amen, whether through prayer, whether through worship service, once we enter to the actual presence of God's glory, it's a place, hallelujah, of even exchange. Meaning that you have to give up something in exchange to receive something from God. Whatever it may be in your heart that's not like God, that's displeasing unto God, we have to give that up. Whatever sin, whatever shortcoming that we may have, when we enter into the glory of God, we have to give that up, amen, in order to receive something from God. One thing, people of God, that I know about God and his spirit, hallelujah, that his spirit do not dwell in an unclean vessel. The word of God says, how can new wine enter into a old wineskin? Least it burst and spill out and the wine is no good. Hallelujah. So the spirit of God, the glory of God cannot dwell in a unclean vessel. See, this is the year God said that I want to do something in the people's lives. I want to show forth my glory. Amen. In their life and through their life. Amen. But in order for God, people of God, to reveal and manifest his glory in our life and through our life, we have to give God the glory in every situation. Hallelujah. We got to magnify and glorify the name of God, the name of Jesus, amen, in the earth. And whatever, hallelujah, that might not be of God that's in our heart, whatever it is that we may be holding on to, when we enter into God's presence, when we enter into his glory, we have to render it. We have to release it and give it up unto him, because in the glory is a place of even exchange. Hallelujah. In the book of Isaiah chapter 6, amen, verse 1-5, the word of God says this. It says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Hallelujah. His train filled the temple. It filled the sanctuary. Hallelujah. And verse 2 says, above it stood the seraphim angels. Each one had six wings. With twine had covered his face, and with twine he covered his feet, and with twine he did fly. Amen. See, I want to take my time with this. Amen. Because I want to grasp, amen, what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us in this new season, in this new year, and in this new decade, amen, that we're not only living in a new decade, amen, we're not only living in the new year of God's perfect vision for our life, we're not only living in a year, amen, of double blessings, but we're also living in a year, hallelujah, where God want to manifest his glory in our life and through our life, hallelujah. So King Uzziah had died, and the prophet Isaiah said, I saw the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up. And God's train filled the temple. It filled the sanctuary. And not only that, it filled his glory, filled the sanctuary. But the prophet said, I saw an angel, seraphims, stood above it. He says he had six wings, twine covered his face and twine covered his feet and with twine he did fly. And verse 3 says, and one cried to another, hallelujah, and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. For the whole earth is full of his glory. Uh-huh. See, people of God, it's something when we enter into God's glory, that we will cry out, holy, 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 because he is a holy God. The word of God said, be holy as I am holy. Hallelujah. So it's something, people of God, when we enter into God's glory and God reveal and manifest his glory to us, we will cry out, holy, 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 because God is a holy God. Hallelujah. Verse 4 in Isaiah chapter 6 says, amen, and the posts of the door moved it at the voice of him that cried out. And the house, was filled with smoke. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, the house, the sanctuary, the church, the place where the glory of God was. Hallelujah, was filled with smoke. People of God, God revealed to me that the smoke reveals the glory of a living God. Watch this now. In verse 5, it says, and the prophet Isaiah said, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. For my eyes, hallelujah, have seen the King and the Lord of hosts and his glory. People of God, Isaiah realized that once he was in, amen, the glory, the Shekinah glory of God, he realized that he was undone. The man of God, the prophet, realized that he had unclean lips, amen, and that he had to give up something, amen, in exchange for the glory of God, because he was in the presence of a holy and a righteous God. So the prophet, the man of God said, woe unto me, amen. I am a man of unclean lips. See, when we are in the actual presence of God's glory, and his Shekinah glory, when we are actually in the presence of God, we'll realize that we are undone, that we are people of unclean lips, that we are unclean, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So Isaiah realized that something was undone with him in the presence of God's glory. So God sent forth seraphim angels, to him, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. Thank you, God. Verse 7 says, and laid it upon my mouth. The angel, the seraphim, laid the hot coal, or the live coal, amen, from the tongs of the altar and laid it on the prophet's mouth and said, amen, this have thou touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and your sin is purged. Hallelujah. One thing about it, people of God. God, amen, is a glorious God. He's a holy God. And one thing about it, people of God, is when we are in the glory of God, when we are in his presence, God, amen, will give his glory upon us. He will allow his glory to rest upon us. Yes, he'll allow his glory to rest upon on you and I and purge us and cleanse us, amen, of all our uncleanness. It will cleanse us and purge us of our sins when we're in the presence of a holy God. We're in the glory of a holy God. God will purge us and cleanse us of our sins. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I pray that you're getting something out of this weekly podcast, and amen, where we're building the kingdom of God always here on earth and always magnifying and glorifying the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray that it bless you. And I want you to know that God says that he wants to show you his glory as we give him glory. Hallelujah. But we must want the glory of God to be revealed in us and through us. Yes. We got to want God's glory. In order for us to get God's glory to rest upon us, hallelujah, we have to give God glory. Thank you, Jesus. We have to want God, people of God, like nothing else. We have to seek God's presence. And seeking God's presence must be the first thing in our life. And everything else is secondary. Hallelujah. We got to want God like nothing else. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we have to seek his presence. And that should be the first thing that we should be seeking in our life. Everything else is secondary. The Bible says, seek ye first, hallelujah, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things, hallelujah, shall be added unto thee. When you seek the glory of God, when you give God glory, when you magnify and glorify his holy and righteous name. Thank you, Jesus. It reminds me, hallelujah, in the book of Exodus 33, verse 7 through 23, and this is when Moses talked with God face to face as a friend. And we can talk with God face to face as a friend. Amen. I want you to go, people of God, before I go to Exodus 33, people of God, I want to be able to let you know that we are able, to talk with God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. See, in the Old Testament, they only had the high priest who was able to enter into the glory of God beyond the veil in the tabernacle, in the natural, at the mercy seat, where God said that he told the high priest, he told Moses, if you can, amen, meet me at the mercy seat, I will come down and commune with you. I will come down and sit upon above the mercy seat and commune with you and talk with you, amen, one-on-one as a friend. And even back then in the Old Testament, amen, priests could not enter in any kind of way in the holy place where God's glory was. If something was impure was found in that priest, they would drop dead in the glory of God. They would drop dead in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So once we enter into the presence of a holy God, God will cleanse us and purify us. Because if something that we're still holding on to, amen, it will prevent us from receiving God's glory upon our life. But we have a way, we have an asset to the mercy seat. We have the asset to enter into the glory of God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, see, Jesus entered into the glory of God. The word of God says that the veil rent from top to bottom. And we have access through Jesus to enter into the glory of God and meet with God at the mercy seat at the Ark of the Covenant. Hallelujah. In Hebrews chapter 6, 18 through 22, it says that by two immutable things, which it was impossible for God to lie, that we may have strong consolation who have fled the refuge and lay hold upon the hope that's set before us. Hallelujah. Verse 19 in Hebrews chapter 6 said, which hope we have as an anchor for our souls, both sure and steadfast, which have entered into that within the veil, which is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I pray that you're getting something out of this podcast. Amen. That God wants to reveal his glory on your life and in your life. But in order for us to receive the glory of an almighty God, of a holy God, we have to give God glory in all things. God wants his glory. If we give God his glory, he will let his glory rest upon us. He'll show us his glory. And when we in the glory of God, it's a place of even exchange. We have to give up something. Everybody wants the glory, but don't nobody wants to give up nothing for the glory of God. Too many people are coming into the presence of God one way and leaving out the same way, amen, that they enter in God's presence, his glory. Why? Because they're still holding on. They're not willing to exchange nothing for the glory of God. But we have assets to enter into the glory of God. We have assets to meet God, hallelujah, at the mercy seat, at the Ark of the Covenant, in the glory of God beyond the veil through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Verse 20 says in Hebrews chapter 6, he said, whether the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Hallelujah. Thank God that we no longer need a man, to go before us into the presence of God, that we have access that we can freely go ourselves. Amen. For the veil has been rent from top to bottom. So we have access to the glory of God. That's why the word said we can therefore come boldly, into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace, hallelujah, to help in a time of need. Yes, it's in the glory of God. Hallelujah. It is in his presence. Amen. Where we should want to be. People of God, the glory of God, God gave me this revelation. I have to share this with you. The glory of God is a place where we can get naked before God, and express all we need to express to him in his presence. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. People of God, the glory of God, the presence of God is a place where we can get naked, unashamed, and get naked before God and expose things to God that we need to expose and express to him in his presence. Why? I'm glad you asked. Because miracles happen in God's glorious presence. When we are in the glory of God, and when we are in the presence of God, amen, we can seek God's face not only for ourselves, but we can seek God's face on the behalf of others, and healing, will take place in their lives. Hallelujah. Deliverance will take place in people's lives. Restoration will take place in people's lives when we are in the presence. Hanobo Shandariasa. When we are in the presence of God's glory. Yes, it's in the glory. Yes, it's in the glory of God. And that's where our peace, amen, that passes all understanding is. Yes, it's in the glory. It's in the glory. Hallelujah. That's where the peace that surpasses all understanding is. That's where we can get naked, under shame, and expose our needs and our shortcomings and before God, and ask God to strengthen us and transform our life, that we will be more like Him. That's a place where we can give even exchange. We can give up things that's not pleasing unto God, and God will take it away and let His glory rest upon our life. Hallelujah. Do you want the glory? If you want the glory, people of God, the Lord told me to tell you this, that you are in a year of divine favor. You are in a year of God's manifested glory in your life and through your life. When we enter into God's glory, people of God, we are entering to another dimension. Hallelujah. When we enter into the glory of God, when we enter into the presence of His Shekinah glory, we are entering into another dimension. We are entering into another realm from the natural, Hano Shata, into the supernatural presence of God. Thank you, Jesus. We have to give God His glory in order for the glory of God to fall on us. Hallelujah. I pray that this word encourage you, amen, on this weekly podcast, amen, building the kingdom of God here on earth, always lifting up the name of Jesus. And the word I have for you, amen, in this new year, this year 2020, a year of double blessings, a year of God perfect vision for your life, 2020 vision, amen. This is a year of God manifested glory in your life and through your life. Hallelujah. As you give Him glory, as you magnify and glorify His name in the earth. I want you to know, amen, that when we end the glory of God, a transformation takes place. Hallelujah. In His glory. Healing takes place in the glory of God. Deliverance takes place in the glory of God. Peace is in the presence of the glory of God. How many of us, hallelujah, wants the glory of God on our life and in our life? In His holy presence with you everywhere you go. Hallelujah. In order for us to get this glory of God in this season, amen, and this new year and this new decade, hallelujah, the Spirit of God told me to tell you this, that we have to give God the glory in all things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Before I end this weekly podcast, I want to read a text in the passage of scriptures. It's coming out of Exodus chapter 33:7-23, and it reads, amen, it says this, he said, and Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it outside the camp and far off from the camp and called it the tabernacle of congregations. And it came to pass that everyone which sought the Lord went out into the tabernacle of the congregation, which was without the camp. And it came to pass when Moses went out into the tabernacle, that all the people rose up and stood every man at his tent door and looked after Moses until he had gone into the tabernacle. And it came to pass, hallelujah, amen, as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended, and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked it with Moses. And all the people saw the cloudy pillar standing at the tabernacle door, and all the people rose up and worshiped every man in his own tent. And the Lord spoke unto Moses face to face as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned it again into the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, the young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. And Moses, I'm going somewhere with this. And Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou hast said unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou shalt send me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name. I want you to know, some people of God, that God knows you by name. Hallelujah. He knows you when you were formed and shaped in the womb of your mother, and he called you to be someone great. Hallelujah. So God told Moses, he said, I have said that I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace, hallelujah, in my sight. You in a year of grace, you in a year of God's manifested glory on your life. And God said, you have found grace with me, and I know you by name. Hallelujah. And it says that, hallelujah, that you have found grace in thy sight. Show me now thy way. Just Moses talking with God. And that I may know thee, and that I may find grace in thy sight. And consider, that this nation is thy people. And he said, this God speaking said, my presence shall go with thee. This is a word for someone. God told the man of God, he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Hallelujah. A lot of us need rest because we're too burdened down trying to do it ourselves. Jesus said, take upon my yoke, for my yoke is what easy, and my burdens are light. So God told the man of God, he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, if thou present go not with me, carry us not up here, hither. So Moses said, God, if your presence, if your glory does not go with us, do not allow us to go. Amen. Let your presence go with us. I want to be, hallelujah, where the presence and the glory of God is. If the presence and the glory of God is not there, Lord, do not allow me to be there either, Father God. Hallelujah. Verse 16 said, for where then shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? And it is not in that thou goest with us, so shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said to Moses, I will do this thing also that thou mayest spoken, and thou hast found grace in my sight. Somebody need to hear this. And I know thee by name. And Moses said this, and he said, I beseech thee, Father, O Lord, show me thy glory. Hallelujah. Show me thy glory. Hallelujah. You are in a season of God manifested glory in your life and through your life. You have found grace in the sight of God, and God knows you, man and woman, by name. And Moses asked God, he said, God, I beseech thee, I beg of thee that you show me your glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim thy name of the Lord before thee. And I will be glorious to whom I will be glorious, and I will show mercy unto whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou hast not seen thy face, for you shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory, I know, hallelujah, shall pass by thee, and that I will put thee in a cliff of a rock, and I will cover thee, and my hand will pass by, and I will take away thy hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face you shall not see. Hallelujah. God asked the man of God asked the Father God, he said, God, show me your glory. God said, if you see my face, you will die. But I'll let my goodness, hallelujah, pass by thee. I'll let my glory pass by thee. I'll let my glory rest upon you. Hallelujah. And I will take my hand, which you can see, a glimpse of my glory. God said, people of God, that you are in a year of his manifested glory. Hallelujah. But in order for us to receive that glory from God, we have to give him glory in all things. And we must know that once we enter into the glory of God and enter into the presence of God, hallelujah, the Spirit of the Lord said that it is a place of even exchange. You have to give up something. You have to give up your life. You have to give up your ideology, your ideas, your ambition, your motives, and let God's motives be manifested in your life and through your life as his glory rests upon your life. Hallelujah. I thank God, amen, for another weekly podcast. I thank you for all who tuning in. I pray that you got something out of this. Amen. As God encouraged me to encourage you that you are living in a year, amen, of God manifested glory. Amen. In this year, in this new decade, not only that his manifested glory be revealed in your life, but you are living in a season. Amen. You're living in a year of double blessings, blessings on top of blessing. You're living in a year of God's 2020 perfect vision for your life. Amen. I thank you. I bless you. Amen. I pray that you continue to pray. Amen. As I continue to be used by God to build his kingdom here on earth, always lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen. Until next time, stay tuned. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.